And I'd like to again thank Robert Coxon for the beautiful, divine music that he has brought to the planet. And in particular, we are blessed to have Robert's music with us for this month in the Healing Wednesday. And so I invite you to close your eyes and take a moment to think about all the ancestors that have come before you. You may even wish to create a ceremony where you light a candle that represents you. And then you may place two candles in a row above you that represents your mother and father. And then you may place four candles to represent your grandparents. And then you may place eight candles that represent your great-grandparents. And you can keep going with more ancestors, or you can simply leave it as those. And as you light each candle, think about the journey they have been on. And in your ceremony, you can then acknowledge each candle, each ancestor, thank them, and blow out the candle one by one until you return to your own candle and have that candle stay lit. And just give gratitude and thanks for every ancestor that's come before you. They are with you now in the most extraordinary time on the planet, the time of the great shift. And let all the wisdom and knowledge of your ancestors pour through into you. And so there is nothing more to do, simply the acknowledgement that you are here. Your life matters. Your very existence on the planet is sacred and blessed. And with this gratitude and acknowledgement of the sacred place we are in, we can now receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If you've been following the channelings of this month, it's about family. A fitting for a holiday season, family in another word, reincarnation. We've given many, many facts, some known by you from channelings in the past, and some are new. But they're about a process, if you wish to call it that, a system, if you wish to call it that, where one soul continues to come to this planet in different expressions. The expression is the word that many would use for the human form that you take through the soul that you are. We've described a little bit about the history. We've described some of what takes place in the gender switching and how often it happens. We've talked about so many aspects. We've told you that there is a system within this planet that is specific and different from other planets. We've told you that there is a timing difference depending upon your awareness of what an old soul may or may not be, and that all influences the time it takes, the form that it receives and then sends for reincarnation. When I mean the form, I mean by this. When you go to the other side and you've had one or two lifetimes on this planet, it's far, far different, as we were remarking, than an old soul, which may have been here hundreds of times. We equated a reincarnate system to a school of Earth. that an old soul has been through lifetime after lifetime, lesson, expression, to get to a place where they are more aware, more knowledgeable of how things work. That puts them in another place when it comes to the soul planning that we then discussed in the last session, in the last channel. But I've got something better. I've got something new that we've never discussed before. And I want to be careful. Reincarnation and the idea of any spiritual system often is set in stone in so many belief systems, perhaps even in yours. You've been told by someone that you really trust and honor and love, here's how it works. I come along and tell you that it's different. So there is a resistance to any time there is a change in the energy of spirit. Again, there would be those who would say, God is the same yesterday, today, forever. Crying, don't come along and change it. I haven't, dear ones. I never will. This is a story of you. This is your journey. This is a story of the consciousness of humanity on this planet. That's what is changing. And as more awareness and dimensionality increases for you, the system that God set up for you starts to also change. Think of it this way. You're in a lower grade in school. Is it the same as when you were there in a higher grade? Are you still going to recess? Are you still playing on the equipment that they give you when you're, 10 and 11? Or is it slightly different? Now you go to study hall, for instance, in your culture. So you see what I'm saying? The school may be the same, but the grade levels determine what you do. You are starting to approach an ascended grade level. This planet of yours is starting to go through machinations of awareness, issues and areas that you never thought would take place and happen, decisions you must make and will. You're starting to see that you must do it on your own. You're starting to see now where the test is of consciousness. It's not with how much God's going to help you. It's with how much you can then reach up and grab the information that's being given to you and always has been. It's about being aware of your intuitive selves, of being aware of your soul self, of being so aware of what is around you, you can glean the answers and start seeing together what you must do to go ahead in these troubled times. When you reach a certain point, reincarnate a number of times. When you have this planet filled with enough human beings who have been there and done that, as they say, who are old souls, something happens. And that something is a complete and total change of the system of reincarnation. When we began this particular channel, we said it was about family, didn't we? Let me tell you about family. Family is souls in this universe, not souls on the earth. Now, you may not really truly grasp that, but if I could take you home for a moment or two, if I could take you to the other side for a moment or two, it would take your breath away. Because in that soup of souls is a family that is far older than the one you think you have on this planet. There are souls there that you know very, very well because they have been on planets with you before Earth. Now that gets very esoteric. It gets very hard to believe from some, and for some, it's eye-rolling. But let me tell you what it means. Before you ever got here, dear ones, you went through much, much more than you went through here. And there are literally trillions of souls who also did, who are not on this planet, but they're ready to come here. So far, the system has been like this. It's a school. It starts slow, you learn. And those who learn come back differently, have different timing. They become old souls. The old souls teach other souls. They became old souls. Awareness increases and you realize it's a school, it's a family, it's a school of Earth. But what if I suggested that graduates could now start coming in and it wouldn't be their first time? Graduates may occur and start incarnating as what we'll call super souls. Ones who have been on planets, who have been through this so many times that they land in this planet as soon as they can and their consciousness is high and it's running. In other words, they are the helpers. They're the ones coming in, these super souls, incarnate, ready to go, almost like incarnated masters, to intermingle with all of you, and you'll know them and you'll see them because they're going to be bright and they're going to be smart and they're going to have ideas that you wonder where they came from. Ways of government that you never thought of that make sense, ways of solutions that you didn't think were possible, and you'll say, how did this happen? Where did this come from? There are some here already. Do you like it? That's why I can look at you and say there's hope. There's so much going on under the blanket of fear, under the blanket of anxiety. There's so much going on levels that you have no imagination even to conceive of because you don't know what you don't know. These systems are starting to morph and change, to cooperate with the things that you've just heard about, like nodes and nulls and help from the stars and all of these things that will start working with this planet as soon as you understand it's you who are changing this planet. You're the ones who had to take the gauntlet, make the decisions that must be made now. And here they come. I want you to think of these things and understand these things, to know so much more about what it is to feel peace over the future. And again, I'll tell you one of the things that we've channeled on before: do not judge your future by what happened in the past. Don't look at this and say, here it comes again. Don't look at all your problems and say, well, this is just human nature and it's going to be just like it was the last time. Well, no, it won't. Haven't you sensed that yet? You're on a new earth. Here they come. Be ready for those, dear ones, who will know you when they see you, and you will know them when you see them. And you can just wink at them and say thank you for being here when we need you. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.